some questions that require answers, but going back to the system that was there from 2012, it discriminated against those who, for example, went to work at an early age or for family reasons took 10 or more years off to stay at home and subsequently they entered the force. Now, this has been dealt with under today's announcement. They have a total contributions approach, including a new home caring credit of up to 20 years. I believe that will address the anomalies for the yearly averaging system. Now, over 40,000 pensioners have been affected by this, but we're now told that it's not necessary for them to make contact with the Department of Social Protection, that the department will make contact with them. The new higher rates will commence from the end of March of this year, but the arrears will be paid in the first quarter of 2019. And of course, the reason for that is that no funding was included in this year's budget. Now, what does concern me somewhat, reading through the detail of this, I have to await a response from the Minister, particularly about those who would have went to work at an early stage in their life, would have then gone to college, and if their first contributions were paid 17 or so, they went to college maybe for a number of years. So we're waiting for clarification on that, and I believe if it's not included that we have to continue to exert pressure on the Minister and the Government to include these people.
And you have said that these payments will be made this time next year, so you're hoping that there will be no delays in this?
I wouldn't expect that there should be. It's very obvious that the Government are going to include the necessary funding. The amount, which I'm not certain of, will have to be provided in the budget 2019, which will be introduced, of course, in October of this year. But all of that will have to be ironed out. And the one about the students and those who went to work early, had a break, I'd be most anxious to receive more clarification.